Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a great time of worship yesterday as we continue our Summer with the Sun series through the Sermon on the Mount and talking about being content. What does it look like to have a contentment in all circumstances? There are various circumstances that we would probably be content in, and other circumstances that we would struggle to be content. And so throughout this week, we're going to focus in on different things the Bible says about the contentment that God wants to bring into our life. That being content is, well, it's based on our relationship with Jesus and the permanence of our home with Him, especially in relationship to the temporary nature of the things that, well, often make us discontent. And when we begin to view those things of this world in comparison with the things of eternity, we learn that being content isn't as far-fetched as it might sound like. And so we're going to kick off the week talking and praying about being content with a fear of the Lord and how our relationship with God, how our fear, respect, reverence for Him draws us to a point of contentment. Proverbs 19, verse 23, says, "The fear of the Lord leads to life, and then one rests content, untouched by trouble." Now, what we would like that to mean is that a fear of the Lord will prevent us from experiencing any trouble. That's not going to happen. And if you ask, how do I know that's not going to happen? Well, because Jesus says in a statement, a promise, if you will, in this world you will have trouble. But take heart. I, that is Jesus, has overcome the world. It's this fear of the Lord that helps us to be content in a way that trouble doesn't overtake us. It doesn't conquer us. We experience the troubles of this world, but we know the one who has victory. And we rest in the knowledge and assurance that the victory that has been won by Jesus is a victory that also belongs to us. And it's that difficulty of understanding that things won't always go the way we want them to. We may be hungry. We may be cold. We may be in great need. And we keep our eyes focused on Jesus. And when you look at the description that the Apostle Paul gives of his own life, he will describe situations and circumstances of life that very few experience all of. Circumstances of extreme poverty, of extreme peril, of extreme danger, of extreme harm. And in the midst of it, he can say that he's learned, whether with much or with little, to be content. Because he knew the fear of the Lord. He knew that God was with him always. When he's beaten, he's not alone. When he's shipwrecked, he's not alone. When he's run out of town, he's not alone. When he's imprisoned, he's not alone. And many of those situations did involve other people around him, many times it didn't. Because he knew that it wasn't simply people that were with him, but that God was with him. And when we live with this fear of the Lord, and we recognize that His presence supersedes anything that might be lacking, we begin to understand that the things that are lacking are, well, the temporary shortages. Many of us can endure a lot of things if we know the endurance has a limit. For a short time. For a little while. But the hopelessness sets in when we begin to believe that whatever circumstance that is harsh will never end. And when we believe it'll never end, we act like God doesn't care. He doesn't notice. We begin to think that. We begin to believe that. We begin to despair because we fear whatever's going on around us more than we fear God. In fact, the Bible says that we ought not to fear the one who can take our life here on earth, but rather fear the one who holds our eternal destiny in His hand. Again, not talking about being terrified of Him unless we're choosing to reject Him, then there's reason to be terrified, but honoring and respecting Him in such a way that we understand His importance. We understand His lordship. We understand Him being God. And so as we live life, we learn a contentment. We learn to be content because we have God. And it doesn't mean we don't strive for more. It doesn't mean that we don't seek to do our best. It doesn't mean that we give up. But we learn that with God involved in our life, our best is good enough. And He takes our efforts, whether we think our efforts are great or we think our efforts are limited. If we give it all, which is what God deserves, we learn a contentment that not only are we satisfied with Him, He's pleased with us. And He says we're able to rest because we fear the Lord. We're able to endure, we're able to overcome, we're able to avoid the destruction of trouble. Because our faith, our hope, our confidence is in His work and not ours. And so throughout this week, we'll spend time each day talking and praying about something that God does in our life that helps us to be content. And all of those things begin with a foundation that says God is above all. And my fear of the Lord will bring contentment that surprises not just those observing, but surprises me in a good way, in a way that equips me to rest, to be at peace, and to be content. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love gives us those things that we need in order to be right with You, in order to know what contentment really looks like. And Father, there are many times and circumstances in this life that we don't like. Things that are of our own fault. Things that are the fault of others. Things that simply happen because we live in a world that is, well, doomed to destruction, that is corrupted by sin. And Father, in the midst of all of those things that disturb us. Help us to be content. Not to be satisfied with evil, not to be satisfied with less than you want for us, but a contentment with your timing, a contentment with your provision, a contentment with your presence. God, help us as we grow in this fear of the Lord, in our honoring of you, in our looking towards you as the one who supplies in the midst of our need, in the midst of our plenty. You're always there. You don't leave us or forsake us. You don't abandon us when our circumstances feel critical to us. You don't abandon us when our circumstances seem abundant to us. You call for the same thing in all circumstances, that we would fear and honor you and be content knowing that you've got this. And you'll work these things together in a way that eternally benefits us. And if our troubles for a moment seem heavy, help us to fix our eyes on you, that we would cast our burdens on you, we would lift to you those things that we simply can't bear on our own. And so God, today, fill us with that fear of the Lord that helps us to rest, to be content, to lift up Jesus in all things, so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.